Tape number 6, side 1, track 1, Honeysuckle, Transverse Coast, part 8.
Houston Apollo 8 over. Go ahead, 8. React didn't work as advertised. It looked like it went on by the scan limit and into the mechanical limit and followed this spin around looking out of the corner of its eye on wide beam. And when this spin came back underneath the spacecraft, why it snapped back on into a narrow beam. It, apparently, never broke a lot, or if it did, it was only instantaneously.
Oh, Roger, it looked like we did break lock there for about 8 minutes.
Well, we might have broken a two-way lock, but I was still having about the ATC of right at the noise level, at the minimum reception level.
All right.
When we get out here in the clear zone, when we're definitely out of the scan limit, I'll go ahead and go through the manual and auto lock on sequence and switch it over to React, and we'll see what it does next time around.
Roger.
Houston, are you able to get high bit rate from the Omnis now, by the way?
Okay,
I think what we'll do here is if I see the high gain definitely going past the scan limit, before it gets the mechanical limit, I'll go ahead and if the React feature hasn't taken over, I'll just go ahead and shut it down so it doesn't go bang and it stops. How's that sound?
Oh, we're talking about it now, Bill.
Okay. It's my understanding at the scan warning limit, this thing's supposed to stop tracking, and it break a lot and snap on over to the thumb wheel settings.
All right, that's my understanding, but we're talking about it right now. I'll let you know in just a second.
Yeah, probably, Ken. We're not ever losing the Earth presence signal.
That's correct. could you tell us what angles this went to? The curve that we have plotted is apparently the RF limit rather than the mechanical limit. And discussing the function of the auto react mode, it looks like it's supposed to shift when it hits the RF limit, which is your, should be your inner set of numbers as opposed to the scan warning limit. And as it went inside of that number, could you tell us about what kind of numbers it did go to?
Roger, it went past the caution warning limit to the scan or RF limit, as I understand it. And let me give you a rundown of what it did here.
Okay, so
we switched to we locked on. Okay. The antenna went to about 330 to 270 yaw, plus 60 to 80 pitch. Copy.
All right.
Okay, the AGC dropped off to what I call our noise level. It was the voltage level, and the AGC measured it integrated where the noise broke in. It's about the 11 o'clock position of the gauge. And it looked like it was switching beam widths there off and on. It would pulse up and down. And a couple of times dropped to full-scale low very briefly.
Okay,
copy.
You got some marks on that ATC that should register in full, I believe. Do you have an indication other than 11 o'clock?
Well, unfortunately, the numbers never got on here. If you look on that chart that Fred Hayes has, it's it shows one at 11 o'clock position, which is the noise level. I don't remember what the voltage was. I might have it on my systems book, though. Another bit of information, that when the antenna did snap back in, it went to yaw 80, pitch minus 5, with verb 64 reading plus 67 for yaw and minus 10 for pitch.
Okay, copy all that. I think you have four or five marks on that power meter, don't you? From what you're saying, I take it it's between marks 2 and 4.
Yeah, stand by a second. Stand by, Ken. I'll tell you what that bolt is.
Hi, Ken.
About hovering around 2.4 to 3 volts.
Okay, thank you.
Closer to 2.4.
All right. mechanical stop. And if it does, back room people say that we can stay up against that stop for a maximum of 15 minutes without doing any damage. And we'd kind of like to track it through one more time as is. We do have the high bit rate capability on Omnis, so we'd like to follow through that same configuration for one more rep.
Stand by. Well, since we're not sure that it didn't get up against a mechanical stop the last time for 10 minutes or so, I don't think it'd be too smart to do it this time, because we may end up having to switch fail to high gain position and have a loss to high gain too. Still a long way from home.
I'm sorry, Bill. You didn't come through. Say it again, please.
Well, since we're not, it's not clear to me that we weren't up against a mechanical stop for a while the last time around, that might account for 10 minutes of that 15 minutes, and there's no sense in pushing our luck. I think we ought to, if it starts dropping off again, we ought to go and put it back in the manual and take it back to where it belongs. We're still a long ways from home, and if that antenna switch fails, it's going to fail the high gain position, and that's all we got.
All right, Bill. And we'll be making a handoff on station here at 5-5.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to switch comm carriers here for a second.
Okay, thank you.
Belay that. We'll hold this configuration for a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
following Houston through Honeysuckle.
Roger. Read your bye-bye.
Thank you. clear, Apollo 8, over. Loud and clear, Apollo 8.
I did the same thing that time, Ken. This time the voltage ATC did drop to full scale low for several seconds, but the antenna does seem to have to look right through the spacecraft. I guarantee you, the Earth went where the antenna is not supposed to be able to go.
Okay, I'd just like to confirm with you that it never did go back to the preset numbers.
No, it apparently never lost Earth's presence signal. It's always, it had, sounded like it was trying to pick up one-way lock all the time, and we usually hovered around 10 volts AGC, except for a brief period.
Okay, thank you very much.
It looks like if they had, they should have not had the feature of switching to wide beam until after it had gone to those preset limits.
Houston, CDR is up and Man in the Hill, so we're going to switch comp carriers. We'll be off the air for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And your velocity is about 4650.
back on our normal sleep cycle, and I just woke up there a little while ago, so I'm going to try to hit bag again, and probably it'd be a good idea to try another seek and all to try to get with it. What do you guys think on it?
Okay, sounds like a good idea. And we can get Frank to tell us
how much back time we got. Why? That'll go in the lounge. I was in bed for 7 hours, Ken, and I probably slept about 4.5 to 5 hours of it anyway.
Yeah, you get better, good.
Just leaves you or I. How about you and I? Anything exciting happen today?
Oh, I think you know about all the things that are exciting up on your end, and it's real quiet down here. Everybody's smiling. Fanny was good to most of the folks in the world, and everything's pretty calm, like it could be on Christmas.
Very good.
Bill says we're in a period of relaxed vigilance.
Very good. We'll relax, you be vigilant.
Oh, that's a fair trade.
Ken, has anybody got any good idea why that Quad A tank is running hotter than the rest by so much?
Okay, I didn't have an answer when I came on a second. We'll check again.
Between the last mid-course and entry, do we?